Hey guys, Kayana here. So I wanted to give you like this super duper quick update. And I know you don't believe me because every time I say it's going to be quick, it's like 45 minutes. But I'm really going to try to make this a super quick update because I really don't have any specific, like last week, if you're just tuning in, last week was another update episode. And it was a super fun one because we went into personalities for the different characters. And that was something I actually planned probably like the day I was going to do it. I mean, the personality things were already, I already had those done, but it's just a matter of sharing them. I think I thought of that like the morning before the podcast actually goes out into the world. And I'm like, I think folks would like that. I think people would like to know these characters that they're getting to know, like what are their personalities? So I decided to do that. But as you see, very tangential here. But today I am going to try to keep it a little quick because I don't have anything specific planned, but I did want to give you an update on what's been going on. I know you're looking for, because like the last five episodes have been Q&As, updates, little tidbits, little bonuses. And I know you're like, when are you going to get back to the actual storytelling? So good news. One of the software platforms that I use heavily for Of Music and Men, it actually helps out a lot. It's not the only thing that I use, but it makes my job easier in the actual doing of it. Because with this podcast, as it stands, we're going into episode 3 of the novella / TV show episodes, but it's going to be episode 16 of the podcast. I am still doing everything myself, like all of the audio mixing, the recording, the finding the sound effects, the right sound effects, just all of that. And it is fun, but it's a lot. And so finding musicians who are willing to allow me to use their music hasn't necessarily been hard, but sometimes it's hard to find the right song at the right time, if you know what I mean. Like when you're, I come from DJing, like I was a DJ when I was a kid. And it's like you just have a feeling for the right song at the right time. And so when you're dealing with this, you might find the right song, but then you don't have permission to, like, I can't just go and put on like a Cardi B song. It's just, I don't have permission to do that. So for this, I have to find the right musicians. In most cases, email them and wait for them to email me back about permission to use their music. Fortunately, though, all of the musicians that I've reached out to, gosh, musicians are so wonderful. See, this is why I'm doing a show that highlights a girl who wants to help musicians, because musicians are, they're like the most wonderful artists. And I'm an artist, I'm a writer, but they are incredible because they don't want to, look, I'm again going down a rabbit hole, but they're just so gracious. It's like they're geniuses. Pretty much all the musicians I know are geniuses. And then they're just really all about, like, they just want folks to hear their stuff. And so they're not super picky about, I mean, of course, everyone wants to make money, but they're going to make the music anyway. And when this podcast starts really making, like when this project, not just the podcast, but everything starts really, really making money, I'm telling you, I'm going to do everything I can to help musicians. But that's a whole other story. So finding the right songs, finding musicians who will allow me to play their music can take more time. Not that it's difficult. It's fun, actually. But it can take more time than I would want to spend doing that. So there's a platform that I use with music that it's pre-licensed. And then what makes it a step above other licensing places is that it allows me, a person with, I'm not a musician, let me clear that, but a person with at least a musical ear coming from having worked in the music industry, having been a DJ, it allows me to manipulate the music in such a way that it fits the scene that I'm using it for. Go to filmstro.com. I'll just say that. Go to filmstro.com. It's film because it's probably was made for filmmakers. And being a filmmaker, I discovered it doing this as a storytelling podcast. So I didn't discover it as a filmmaker, but I'm certainly going to use it there. But if you ever listen to like anything from any movie, like a Marvel movie or more dramatic movie, the music kind of sets the tone for whatever feeling you're going to have. And I try to accomplish that, not as literal as it is when you have visuals, but at least to some degree, I want the song to feel like it has the energy that I was going for the scene. And so Filmstro does that for me. It makes everything so much easier because if I can't find a song by a musician, or I don't have the time to find a song by a musician that fits, I can go there and get pretty much any genre and fit it in there. And it usually just makes things so much smoother. Well, what happened was back in February, I believe it was February or March, when I was in the middle of editing the 7 episodes that make up episode 2, the software stopped working with my computer. And guys, I won't even tell you like how much stress that was for me, because I'm like, okay, so I have 3 more episodes to go to actually produce, and the music is like missing, like the music source. And I worked with the people over at the company over at Filmstro, and we went back. I mean, they have wonderful, wonderful customer service, so it's nothing on their part, but it was just that it was not working. Like, it just stopped working, and we tried everything. And so I'm not really a panicky type of person, but so I just said to myself, like, okay, I'll figure out how to do the last 3 episodes of the season, essentially, or of the that make up the episode 2. And then if it's not fixed in enough time, then I'll just hit pause on it for a moment. But if you remember March, that was around the time that COVID started to really ramp up in the U.S., especially around mid-March, late March. And so it was, with all of that taking place, I'm not the kind of person that likes to bring on more stress or allow myself to continue down a road that I know is going to be stressful. So those 2 things were the main reason, the software not working and I couldn't get it to work. And then the pandemic, of course, those were 2 of the main reasons why I said, you know what? I think it's about time we hit that pause button for a moment. I'm not sure it's indefinite, not sure how long that's going to last, but I think this is the right thing to do. And just to give a little bit more background on that, I think that sometimes we need to do that. And funny enough, I kind of think that COVID was sort of, it came at a time, not necessarily for me personally per se, but for the world in general, where the earth, I don't know how you guys think about this, but the earth just kind of needed a pause button for a moment. And that's sort of the story of this, as well as, you know, a bigger story. Sometimes you just need, when nothing is working, sometimes you just need to stop. You know, sometimes it's the pushing, the trying to push something, a big boulder up a hill, and it's falling back on you, and you're still trying to push it up the hill with no help. Sometimes you just need to hit the stop button or the pause button for a moment. And I felt like life was doing that for me and for really for everyone. And that's sort of a best case scenario, is that it happens for everyone so that everyone is on pause and it's not just you. But a few years ago, when not COVID happened, but when something else was going on with me personally, I Googled what to do. I literally Googled the words, what do you do when you don't know what to do? And because I'm a doer, I'm like a person who always feels like they have to be doing something. I love staying busy. And I found this talk, and I can't remember, I don't think it was a TED talk, but it was a talk with Oprah. Maybe she was speaking at a school or something like that, but it was very timely. And I'm not going to say that she made this quote up, but I heard it from her mouth. So to me, it was a quote from Oprah. And she said, when you don't know what to do, do nothing. Because if you don't know what to do, what can you do? We, especially in America, feel like we always have to be doing something. Like right now, we're rushing back, trying to rush this economy open, trying to rush back to beaches and gyms. We don't really know what to do. And honestly, the best thing to do probably right now is to do nothing. But we can't, as a society in America, and not to soapbox this thing, but we don't feel comfortable doing nothing. And so we're just going to jump back out there. Not me. I'm in the house. I'm social distancing, mask on, all that kind of good stuff. I'm in no rush to do anything. But with that said, this morning, yesterday, I reached out to Filmstro and I'm like, hey, any updates? You know, any news on the whole I can't work my system thing? And the guys over at Filmstro sent me not even a 3-minute video. And they're like, look, try this, and let us know what happens. It was like, it was those two, three things. Well, it was one thing, but you had to pretty much like click 2 or 3 buttons. And in a matter of like 4 minutes, it worked. it's funny to me because we spent 3 weeks straight back in March trying to figure this thing out. Some of these steps that he told me to do in this short 3-minute, 4-minute video were literally some of the exact same steps we did in March. And today it worked. This morning, woke up, had his email, watched the video, and it worked in a matter of less than 5 minutes. And so I like to pay attention to those kinds of things. Some people like to call them signs. Some people like to just, I don't want to get into the minutiae of like explicitly what something is, but just know that I notice stuff like that. And again, when you don't know what to do, do nothing. And that's what I did back in March. I told you guys, I would love to just pump out episodes, but for right now, I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to embrace this time that we have, just trying to figure things out with the whole pandemic thing happening. It slowed down everything and everybody. And I'm not taking anybody's experience for granted if they have a loved one or they themselves suffered from this thing. But it was not a bad, or this has not been a negative experience for me. It's been a time of really reflection and meditation and just stillness for me during this whole epidemic. I've been pretty much in the house every single day, all day, except for one day I'll go to the grocery store super early in the morning when no one else is there, come right back home and just kind of, you know, get into my whole routine, working out, eating well. I've lost weight during this COVID thing. I mean, seriously, it's been a crazy good experience for me. But again, not taking for granted if you or someone you love has experienced negative effects of COVID. But as far as the podcast goes, I'm looking to very, very soon, probably in the next 3 or 4 weeks, because I like to record a few, edit a few, and have a few episodes in the can before I actually start. I'm not usually doing episodes the week that they're supposed to post. I like to, because I'm working alone, anything technical could happen. I like to have a few weeks in advance in my back pocket, so to speak. So I'm looking for maybe in the next few weeks to actually start up with episode 3 and just get back into the groove of it. I mean, I'm excited. I hope you are excited. Thanks for listening to my rant on that. If you are in any way, shape, or form in the content creation field, commercials, filmmaking, storytelling of any kind that uses music, I would definitely suggest and advise you to use Filmstro. It's very affordable and it's a wonderful platform if you like to have more control over your sound. And it's not just an instrumental to a song you might like or a song you've settled on. So with that said, I'm talking about recording episode 3 and having those ready for you, the episodes of the podcast that make up episode 3. But episode 2, the novella, you know, it is available on the website right now for digital download. Another thing with that, I mentioned before that we had to push everything when it comes to the to episode 2. We had planned on, I'm working with Sovereign Noir Publications and they're overseeing the book things. Thank God. Oh my gosh. Like, dude, like I did everything for episode 1. They're handling episode 2, helping me out like big time. So we had to push some stuff and we had to change around a lot. We did not plan on just doing a digital publication, but right now it'll probably be a few months before we're able to print books for you. Not that books can't be printed. We just chose not to do it that way just simply because of the effort of everything being set back for marketing. So we just, you know, printing books can take some, obviously require some money. And the marketing side of that obviously also requires money that we did not and still to this day don't quite have in place yet to move forward with that. But you can get, and this is any amount of money that you, I mean, if you want to give 50 cent, well, probably not 50 cent. I think it has to be a dollar just based on that platform. But if you want to give a dollar, you want to give $10, if you want to download it for free, you can go to the website of musicandmen.com and you'll see the link to getting your copy of episode 2 of the novella. And then it's kind of cool. You can compare the novella to the podcast and you'll see it's two completely different experiences, although the story is the same. So you can go there, check that out, pick that up. Please support that. And if you do, please go on to any of your social media sites and give me a shout out. Just say, you know, I picked up the book, you know, and any positive. I mean, if it's negative, go ahead, keep that to yourself. I don't want to. I'm just kidding. If you have a review or anything you want to comment on for the book, by all means, you can tag me in your comments for that book. And I look forward to hearing what you have to say about that. So. Another quick thing that I wanted to just bring up and sort of put into the universe is that I am interviewing and looking for help with digital marketing, not just digital marketing, but something. It just feels like that might be the next help that I need right now. There's a lot of help that I need right now for helping to build this project into everything that I want it to be. But with digital marketing, that's a field that I am not skilled in at all, and also not particularly interested in at all. So that's sort of a mixture of things that almost never go right. Like if you're not even interested in something and you're not good at it and you really have no interest in being good at it, and if you try to have interest in it, you probably feel like pulling your hair out. That's how I feel about digital marketing. Really most of all types of marketing, but digital marketing right now is the more important one. So I've been talking to a few people, very intelligent, incredible people, about what they do, and they're digital marketers. And they all have, funny thing is, they all have different philosophies. And that's quite interesting to me because I didn't think, you know, sometimes you go into an industry or you talk to someone in an industry and there's a way that things are done. But I'm seeing, talking to these different people who are fanatics about, I mean, they're super skilled, but then they're also crazy about this stuff. And they have completely different methodologies that, the approaches that they would take for helping me to build this. And so I'm considering that, and I'm allowing the right move to come to me. I'm not rushing into any of this, just kind of, you know, taking my time with it. And I guess last but not least, because again, I did say that this wasn't going to be super long, and I'm probably like, I don't even know, like maybe 15 minutes in already. But I'm looking to make my life and my business flow a lot easier and a lot better. I don't think that this should be hard. Things shouldn't be hard. As I mentioned with the Filmstro thing earlier, it was hard. And the common belief is that if it's hard, you just keep forcing. And I probably have done that. I'm not even going to say probably. I have done that before, where something isn't working. I want it to work. I want it to be a certain way. And I continue to push, continue to force. I don't really do that anymore. I can't tell you when that switch flipped. It may have been very recently, as far as a total switch, because I think of lights like the gradient, you know what I mean? Like you ever go in someone's house and they can put it on or off, but then they can also slide it up and down somewhere in between. So it can be a little bit more on, not completely on, but a little bit more on, a little bit more light, or it can be a little bit more dark or dim. It's a dimmer. But you can dim it and it can be a little bit lighter, or a little bit darker without being completely one of the other. And I kind of feel that way about how most things work. And so I think right now I am in a place where I'm more completely on or off when it comes to like letting things flow. And I feel good about that. Like right now it's completely, either it flows or it doesn't. I'm not in a place where I want to rush anything anymore. And I know you're probably thinking you've been working on this project like 7 years, 7.5 years. It doesn't seem like you're a rushing type of person, but those weren't 7 or 8 or 7.5 years of true patience. It wasn't 7.5 years of true flow. It was probably 6.5, 7 years of depression. I mean, you know, not to take that lightly, but really just wanting it to be a certain way, seeing that it's not, really not having the resources to do what I really, really want to do, feeling like I'm forcing most things, even when I don't feel the flow, just continuing to go, even though I don't feel like it's like trying to paddle upriver as opposed to just letting the boat float downstream or float upstream or float whatever, wherever the stream is going. I can say that even though to you or to the outside world, it's been 7 or 8 years of working toward this, and that seems like patience, but it wasn't true patience. Whereas I would honestly say in the last 3 months that it's been so much stuff, with the COVID thing being a catalyst for most of this stuff, that has been taken out of my hand. Like, I literally could not do certain things because I didn't have the money, or I didn't have everything was closed. I literally could not do anything. I couldn't make phone calls, or I couldn't try to force something in a certain way. And I think that's the big thing with everything being closed, everybody essentially unavailable to do business, or for me to attempt to do business with them, or feeling like I should be doing business when I have no idea what I'm doing. I remember a couple of years ago with this thing, I sat there and emailed all of these different, just one by one, emailed all of these different journalists trying to get someone to write about it, and nobody responded. And I felt awful after that. It was just like, because PR, that's another thing I hate personally trying to do. That's not my industry. I don't see how they do it. Good PR people, I'm eventually going to be looking for one of them. I love those people. I love what they do. It ain't what I do. Just personally sitting there emailing one by one, personalizing emails to people trying to get attention for this project, and people not responding or not even opening the email or replying to the email in any way, and obviously not writing, doing a write-up or some kind of feature or whatever, interview on the project. And so with businesses being out of business for the last 2 or 3 months, it's been sort of a thing that's forced me as an artist to just breathe a little bit. And I mean, it's just been so wonderful being able to breathe, not feeling like I'm being left behind by the world, being left behind by my peers, or just being left behind in general, not making enough ground on something that the world would say you should be making more ground on. And so, yeah, so it has honestly only been the last 2 or 3 months that I've truly felt this way. And I want to feel this way all the time for the rest of my life. Like, this is what I want to feel. I want to feel confident in decisions and patient and let things flow, let things happen. I don't know, personality type wise, as we were looking last week at personality types, I don't know if that is going to be the case, but it's been a good rehearsal of knowing how to get to this place the last few months of being able to just, you know, just kind of take it easy. And although I've been doing a lot of creating, been doing a lot of research with trying to find, as I mentioned, interviewing and talking to the right digital marketers, just kind of taking a lot of classes. I'm taking a class right now on public speaking, doing more virtual speaking, that kind of thing, because those are things I want to get into. I've just been learning a lot, reading a lot. It's just been wonderful. And so anyway, I want to be able to do this forever in the sense of being able to let things flow, because I think that that affects everything health-wise, blood pressure, all of that kind of stuff. And it leads you to a better place when it comes to making decisions. You don't sweat things. Just pull the trigger. Make a decision, you know, and live with it. That's how I am anyway. Live with it one way or the other. But yeah, so that's where I am now. again, I'm not going to hold you too much longer. I just wanted to give an update. I'll probably give a quick update next week. I know I definitely have to give you a rewind episode where we don't have the cold opens, not to use jargon, but those opening scenes that I do for the podcast. I usually cut those out of the rewind episode and just kind of give you straight audio for the storyline. But again, not to confuse you, the point is in a couple of weeks, if not next week, or maybe a couple of weeks from now, I will give you a recap episode. And then from there, right after recap, we usually look to start up on giving you more stories. So that is what I'm working on, making sure you get that story that you crave. And I thank you so much, because I have some people that I'm looking at the numbers. We are growing, not as fast as I would like to, simply because you know how, again, impatient artists want things instantaneously. But doing these things every week, even if it's not a pure episode, I'm seeing that we have a lot of people that when the podcast drops, when an episode drops, they're tuning in. So I thank you so much. It means the world to me. We have a great listenership in Spain and in France. If you're in Spain or France, thank you. I don't know how you discovered this, but thank you so much. And then a few months ago when I mentioned this, I was like, we need some African countries in there because I want that. And sure enough, in Nairobi specifically, we have a nice little listenership there in Kenya. And so I'm extremely grateful for that. And Canadians seem to like us. Italians seem to like this podcast a lot. And of course, I never would overlook good old USA. Good old US of A. We have our issues. Lord knows we do. But we have been getting some solid, solid numbers from Americans, which is kind of obvious. Everybody I know is in America. So please keep this going. Help it to grow. I will be doing my part and hopefully soon bringing on someone to help me do some more marketing stuff. I want to build up my YouTube page so that I'm not just reading this stuff to you through a mic and you're just hearing it. I want to do more with YouTube so that we have a more visual experience. There's a few things I want to do and I'm working on. But so thank you so much. Just your listenership is... again, it means the world. So go to ofmusicandmen.com whenever you get the chance and just peruse, check out what we have there. Check out Patreon. We have a Patreon page. Our patrons are usually treated very well. I will say they get some things early. Although I've been slacking on these bonus episodes, they've been getting a little bit more to it, but not necessarily early. I just didn't feel like it was necessary to burden them with that. But anyway, go to musicandmen.com, check it out. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you next week.